朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
My wife and I get burned out at last, where the church continues to move on.
我不晓得不够的事不到还会更加奇怪更加奇迹的真的是全力以赴
啊。I don't know if my co-workers will continue to serve diligently on their post and continue to move on.
我不希望你们中间对神的爱，你们侍奉的殷勤是建立在我们跟神之间，我们建在你们跟神之间。
I hope that your diligence and devotion to the Lord are not based on your relationship with them.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在祈求每一个人做什么事情，从心里面做出是给主做的，要把最好带来给他。
I hope that all of you will serve the Lord out of your heart for the Lord.
招待该怎么做 ？Project 该怎么做 ？Worship 该怎么做？饭食该怎么做？成人教育要怎么做？不需要有人提醒的。
I hope that no one will remind you what to do and when you are an usher or Sunday school teachers or worshiping.
弟兄姊妹，福音该怎么做？什么该怎么做？我们讲不完的，不需要提的。
There are a lot of ministries that I hope that we do not have to remind all of you.
哦，有这么多爱主的人，他主动起来寻找羊毛，寻找麻。他主动在这里观察家务，为神家堵住破口。
So many brothers and sisters who love the Lord and that they will proactively design and then work on the ministry.
我不管青少年，不管我的成功之路，只有一个爱神、爱神家的人。
Youth ministry, children ministry, with that all of you, there will be so many brothers and sisters.
弟兄说到，没有这样子的人，没有这样子的祷告和侍奉，神家是不可能复兴。
And the way says, without such prayer and such services, church will not revive.
不管我们需要你，
only that we need you.
整个教会需要你。
Our church needs you.
主耶稣需要你。
Your Jesus needs you.
弟兄姊妹，让我们爱他。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us
love you. 为了爱他，我们好好的跪在他面前祷告，为了教会的施工，为了教会的聚会，为了教会的服事来祷告。
For the sake of loving him, let's be on our knees and pray for the church, pray for all the services and ministries of the church.
第五件事情，他讲到是一个奋力抓住神的祷告。
Prayer that will actually take hold of God.
主，你不祝福我，不让你过去。 祷告跟神宣告的祷告人叫他活，你祷不搞的祷告。
But collectively, if we can pray and wrestle this out and make him survive. When you pray, of course we will pray. And then, like Brother Wayne says, when he saw so many laborers in his neighborhood, he said, this cannot make
it.
So he promoted the entire church to fast and pray 3 days without any water or food. And they collected, arranged all the cars and church to provide wine for the laborers and the workers. We do not try hard because our sufferings, our trials are not severe enough. Secondly, and our faith is not true enough. We do not feel that we come before God to pray. Many people might not agree with me.
It's
just like what I talked about being a late church. If our faith is authentic, if your faith is real, you probably will not chew gum when you listen to
someone.
Because we know God is
here.
In our daily living, we will naturally turn to Him. This is not a doctrine. May the Lord help us. That our faith is real and authentic. We really know whom we believe.
And
our prayer will be different. When I sing songs, I'm actually singing to Him. When I come before the table, I have to give Him thanks. When I come to the meetings, I'll be ready to meet Him. Our faith has to be real. The third reason might be that our sense of mission is not strong enough.
I already shared
with you how to increase our sense of mission. If our sense of mission is strong enough, we will have prayers that will keep holding
down.
And I would say, Lord, I will not allow my small group to continue like this. I will rise up and pray and wrestle with you. For I will not allow my church to be so weak in the gospel. I have to wrestle with you in prayer. I will not allow my brothers and sisters to neglect their offerings and tithing. I have to wrestle with you
in prayer.
I pray that the Lord will raise up prayer warriors that have set the condition and wrestle with them. But these two, five lessons are all very important. How can we excel in these five lessons? We all have to go back to the definition of prayer. Pray in the Spirit. How from the Holy Spirit if it's not a prayer? How from the Holy Spirit we will not have a lively prayer. Without the Holy Spirit we will not have prayer that is life. Without being the Holy Spirit we will not have prayer that has keep the mission.
And
the Holy Spirit emerges as love whenever we pray. I share with you in our CTC class what does it mean to pray for Holy Spirit. Sister Nancy also shared with us twice. Briefly review with you. Brief important thing. First thing, a prayer in the Holy Spirit. We have to know that we come to the most holy place. We come before the Most High. And it's divine presence we pray. If we emerge in God's presence, we are in the Holy Spirit. In His presence, we can join prayer in the spirit.
我们也可以从生命的联合里面经历圣灵的祷告。
In being united with the Lord, we experience prayer in the
spirit. 哥林多前书第六章第十四节，保罗说：“与主联合的，便是与主成为一体的人。”
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, "Whoever is united with the Lord, actually one spirit with the Lord."
当我在祷告中，我不再是我，是主的时候。
In our prayer, we say, "No longer I, but the Lord."
当我们在恒定的亮光，在真实的联合里面的时候，不再是我，就是主。
In the union of Christ.Being crucified with the Lord, which is no longer I, but the Lord.
We are one spirit, because the Lord is one.
Whoever is united with the Lord in the spirit, we are one spirit with the Lord. So not only that we are in His presence, but we are actually praying in one spirit with Him. Let's read the memory verse together.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，必要真实信心不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。这个靠着圣灵，英文叫做 In the Spirit， 在圣灵里。
In the Spirit。
然后随时多方祷告祈求。
I will through prayer and supplication in the spirit. And then we pray and we intercede for the saints and also for God.
所以就是呢，在圣灵里的祷告，第一件事情就是在神圣的同在，就是神圣的联合里面的祷告。
So when we talk about praying in the Holy Spirit, we actually say we pray in God's presence.And in union with God.
这种的祷告会带给我们去平时的。
Such prayer will bring us the greatest joy.
这种祷告会带给我们去心的安慰和满足。
And will bring us the deepest comfort and satisfaction.
这种的祷告让我们摸着被上出来的能力被它浇灌。
In such prayer, we will be in touch with power from the breath and being poured into.
而这样子的祷告是一个具有果效的祷告。
And such prayer are the most effective prayers.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们要求点要是为的是。
In that practice, I'm practicing.
所以，我每次祷告，如果一心不忘记的在神面前，然后就开始拼命那样子祷告啊、祈祷啊、说话啊，我们让圣灵支持我。
May the Holy Spirit.Remind us whenever we pray and we're not in the spirit.
让我们先调全定音
so that we will fine tune ourselves.
好，就是 the right frequency, 对的跟神通的我们祷告。
We tune our prayers to the right frequency that we will meet God.
好，那我等一下会稍微讲到我们的事情上怎么帮助我们。好，那第二件事情。
And the second.
在圣灵里面的祷告，请到我们用灵祷告。
We pray in the spirit. We can pray with our soul.
保罗在哥林多前书十四章在这里，他说：“我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告；我要用灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。”
Paul in First Corinthians chapter 14 says, "I will pray in the tongue, and also I pray with my understanding, and I will sing with my tongue, and I will also sing with my understanding."
我已经讲过了哈，根据上下文，也根据很多解经家这个。说法这段圣经保罗指的用灵祷告，可能是指的用方言祷告，用方言祈求。
According to the context, and also for according to many interpretations of the scripture, here Paul may refer to when he says pray with the spirit, actually he's referring to pray with the tongue.
但是并不代表用灵祷告只能用方言，请大家不要误会。
But it does not mean that whenever we say pray with the spirit, we only
当我们在前面这样子，我们心思迫切，我们的心灵诚实啊，我们在这个火焰使命感里面向神祷告的时候，我们常常也就可以在灵里面向神祷告。
Because whenever we pray with the inspiration, fervent prayer, and then we pray with the sense of mission, we can be in the spirit as well.
甚至我们可以从一个很深的恩典里面，我们浸透在神的同在中，我们可以用灵跟他祷告，不仅仅是方言。
Or we could be praying with the Spirit when we are in the deep, in the holy silence with
Jesus. 这个不是故事的祷告，就是整个安静进入圣灵中跟主的心中。
Sometimes we can be in a deep of holy silence and still have fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
第三，在圣灵里的祷告，第三方面说到圣灵亲自 替我们祷告。
The third thing about praying in the Spirit is that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us.
不光是讲到他替我们祷告。
Not only that He prays for us.
他是来教我们，他来带着我们祷告。
But He also teaches us and leads us.
因为我说到我们祷告常常动机不够熟练，然后也不够冷静，不够专心，不够深入，有很多问题。
Because whenever we pray, our motives might not be pure, we might not be mature, and we have all kinds of problems.
可是当我们祷告不出来，祷告不上去，就是圣灵会来为我们祷告。
So whenever we cannot reach up, sometimes the Holy Spirit will help us.
也是不是说这个说不出来的叹息，真的是神不能抗拒的祷告。
Brother Spurgeon says.Sometimes those unspeakable sighing and groaning are prayers that God cannot resist.
所以我们在神的面前，我提这三件事情，这是你祷告的这个基本的方式跟操练。
So these are the three fundamental things about praying in the Spirit and also practices.
第一个是神圣的同在和神圣的联合里面。
First, we pray in the Holy Presence and Holy Union.
这样子的祷告是一个活的祷告，充满生命的祷告。
Such prayers are alive and full of life.
第二个用灵祷告。
Secondly, we pray with the Spirit.
这样子的祷告是一个非常深的祷告，非常真的祷告。
Such prayers are very deep and real.
这个是从我们肺腑心肠里面出来的，心灵清晰里面出来的。
Such prayers come from our spirit and the deep most.The most deep part of it.
如果神真给了我们方言的恩赐，用方言祷告，你会发现你可以祷告的透，祷告的深。
If God gives us the gift of tongues, then we can use the tongue to pray, or pray very deep and dark prayer.
但是我还是说啊，这是你个人的祷告。但是在教会中，如果没有人说方言，就不要用方言祷告。
Because he's emphasizing again, this is only for your personal private prayer. If in a public prayer, like prayer meeting.If there's no interpretation of the tongues, we ask you to pray in the Spirit.
因为我们的祷告重点强调在你的对的祷告。
Thirdly, the Spirit will pray for us, which, the Holy Spirit will pray the right prayers for us.
对的人，对的态度，对的动机，对的方向。
We will be the right person with the right motives and the right pray with the right prayer.
说的话，圣灵会来帮助我们。从我们唱诗的时候，他就来工作，来帮助我们。
If we make the wrong prayer, then the Holy Spirit will correct us and will enlighten us.
所以讲到活的祷告，讲到深的祷告，讲到对的祷告。
So we'll pray with a lively prayer, a deep, the real prayer.So whenever we pray in the Spirit, we will have these results. Lastly, we will talk about our practices. Personally, if we want to pray the Spirit, first thing we need to learn is that.Whatever situation we are or our condition, let's turn to God.
就像我们前几次讲的，我们的心及时转向主。
Whenever we turn to God,
怕是除掉了。
And the veil will be removed.
你没有遮蔽了，你可以看见主的存在的。
There will be no more
doubt. 当我们真正的向神说，怕是出去，敞开眼向主。
Whenever we turn to God, and the veil will be removed.
什么才能转向主？隔绝出去。主的灵在哪里？哪里就可以去。什么叫转向主？圣灵大能改变的工作在我们身上实在。当我们荣上加荣的被改变，就从主的灵变成的。这个道理不能轻忽就过去的，我们所有的东西需要好好抓住它的。
We cannot let these truths just get by. We have to pay a price to actualize it.
我年轻的时候就有一个年长的弟兄提醒我们，当神对你说话的时候
，When I was young, an elderly brother reminded us. Whenever the Lord speaks to you,
或者当时有很重要的信息说出来的时候
when the Lord gives you a very important message,
我们要学习盯住这个光
focus on this light,
不离开它，跟着它
and not just turn from it, but follow it.
这个光要越照越明在我们的生活里面
this light will become brighter and brighter in our life.
不是我看了以后我又去看我的生活去
so don't do it, but when we look at it, then we turn back and
有一些
are
非常非常重要的应许神的话我们要盯住它的
there's some important messages or promises of God that we have to focus on.
那么是我乃是基督弟兄姊妹要记住这句的话。
Therefore, no longer I but Christ. Let hold of it.
就指向主，他是个除去了。
Whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil will be removed.
像这三个荣耀的祝福，弟兄姊妹，我们要记住它的。
Three glorious blessings will follow. We have to focus on.
祷告是人和神的圣灵中相会相交，我们要记住它。
Prayer is the divine encounter and fellowship between God and man.
这第一件事情我们转向神。
So whenever we turn to God,
第二件事情，我们要用信心和诚实，很真实的来向神祷告。
And then we pray with the truth and the spirit, be very real.
要能够真正进到灵里面，到最后在圣灵里祷告，你必须往前走去。
For us to enter into the spirit, so that we can pray the spirit, we have to go deeper.
而我们祷告最大的一个困难，就是因为我们太表面了，所以我们很容易飘浮，很不容易持久，很容易被打断。
The most common obstacle of our prayer is that we are so superficial that our spirit drifts and then we are easily distracted, we cannot focus. Whenever we encounter storms on the sea, we go deeper into the ocean, 50 meters or 100 meters, the spirit of the sea is higher. So the storms only happen on the surface.
There
on the wind
will
blow and everything moves.
Everything
can be shaken and
destroyed. 什么东西都来触动我们。
And everything can shake us.
什么东西都转移了我们的注意力。
And everything can distract us.
然后会站在你想说啊，昨天我应该去吃那顿饭的位置。
And whenever you are on your knees, you may say, Oh, I should have gone to dinner yesterday.
啊，又祷告祷告祷
告，
但是
刚才
我的病我又忘了说。
And you're
middle of
the prayer, Oh,
forgot
to pay my bill.
啊，又跟在那边祷告祷告，一听到孩子的声音和他的表情。
So for beginners, let's learn to open our mouth and pray.
你自己把你心里面的盼望、痛苦、感觉，所有的东西很真实的，用你嘴巴能说的话，就是
可以。So open your mouth and express all of your thoughts, feelings, and then your worries to the Lord.
它能够帮助你专心。
That will help you to focus.
可是我没有那么多话。
So I don't have that many words.
没关系，你继续说。
That's okay. Just say.
你学习开口说。当你站在你开口，圣灵会把一些特别的负担、一些不安放在你的里面，你就为那个更大声祷告、更迫切祷告。
When you continue to speak, the Holy Spirit will place some burden in your heart, and just follow the burden and to pray.
啊，你本来在这里为了神家这个跟耶稣说上次报告，在这样每个礼拜要祷告一次那个。亲爱的奉献，我们在这里祷告。
So you may be praying for the remaining of offering that we still need for the foundation.
当你祷告的内容转到为你儿子的时候
，But as you turn your prayer to pray for your son,
你可能从那里面觉得说，儿子其实是一个心理不正常，因为有个 worry， 这个担心化成更深的祷告。
At that moment, you might sense a worry for your son's spiritual condition.And then just turn that worry into prayer.
然后你又转过来为你弟兄祷告，你说主啊，这个，因为弟兄祷告的需要，你为他祷告。
And then you turn your prayer to pray for brother you, and then you pray for
him. 我就一点不要说他担心的。
Please help brother you to live longer, and then also when you preach, 就是你 first of all,
不管是你把什么负担在里面，你把它化成话，开口祷告。
Whatever person or worry that you might have.You might feel, turn that into prayer.
你一个人的时候，你一个人的时候旁边不会打岔，你就开口祷告。
So whenever you are alone, pray, you won't disturb others. So you open up your mouth.
你越跟你想祷告的时候，没有用，我跟你讲的是祷告。
Please don't just Know how to watch over the affairs that we know the shortcomings and where
或是已经不错的，我们怎么让它更好？
或者 make the good one better？
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们千万要脱离那种一个命令一个动作，动一下动一下的事情。
Apart from the pattern that we only the actions on the name。
当我们去祷告的时候
，So when we whenever we pray，
你所祷告的那个部门、那个 ministry 啊，那个事工，是因为我们自己的祷告，它一定得祝福的。
The ministry and department that you pray for will be blessed。
如果在这个祷告的里面，主给的是一具体的负担，我们起来组织行动。
And if the Lord gives you some details or the person, then take action。
我们可以把祷告的心得实施给我们的这个负责同工，或者我们给他们讲。
You can share, you can write an email or share with the leader the person。
或者我们在暗中补他们的不足。
Or we try to make up the insufficiencies。
这是第一个部分。
And that is the first thing.
我们学习观察神迹。
I'm going to watch over.
我们是积极的态度，不是消极的找毛病哈。
Let's have this very positive and drastic attitude. We're not here to criticize.
我们是积极的，在这里找破口，要去堵它，不是在这里找毛病来责备、来挑剔的。
We're not here to find faults, but find gaps so that we can stand out.
第二个部分，为了教会的气氛。
Church meeting.
所以，你们不仅仅为自己所在的小组或团体祷告。
Not only that, you will pray for your small group or fellowship.
一定要说主，把我们这个小组开始翻一翻了。
Lord, please multiply our small group.
如果你们已经很好，你说它更好。
If your small group is already good, make it better.
除了为自己小组迫切的祷告一个礼拜以外
，In addition to pray for your small group for 1 week,
在另一个礼拜，请主来加一个负担给你。
During that week.Ask the Lord to give you one more burden.
就是为了教会任何已经有的聚会，比如说你这里有负担的教会祷告会祷告。
And then pray for church-wide meeting, for example, our church area.
或者你这里有负担为了教会的播比，为了教会的 worship, 为了教会的小组，为了教会的讲台，不管是哪一个，给教主一个负担给你。
Or the community meeting, or the worship meeting, whatever meeting, may the Lord give you a burden.
专心专心祷告一个礼拜。
Focus.Pray for that for a week.
就是把使命给给我们。
May the Lord give us sense of mission.
就是我们的祷告，让我们能够为这个团队，为这个聚会带来生命，带来释放，带来祝福。
And we will bring to this meeting blessings and life for all prayers.
好不好？这件事情容易记吗
？I'm okay. Let's remember.
第一个是为了教会的施工或是服事。
First, choose a ministry or department and pray for.
包括那个服事的领袖，让他能够真正的属灵爱神，能够真正的为神家站在该神的位置上。
And pray for the leader that the leader will be spiritual and love the Lord and stand up at the right position.
第二个，为了神家各样的聚会，包括我们自己所在的教会。
We pray for our church meeting in addition to our small group of fellowship.
我们不光在上学会的 plan ahead 事情做计划。
So we that we learn to plan ahead.
我希望我们从今天开始，我们所有的聚会、所有的侍奉，我们也都 pray ahead。用祷告走在前面。
Hope that from now on, all the meetings, and all the services, we will pray for them.
当我们这样子做的时候
，As we are practicing,
我相信许多会不一
样。I'm sure the meetings will be different.
感谢牧师今天带领我们要怎么样去面对我们的敬拜。
And the worship team was leading us to see how we become the companion of the
Lord. 让我们真的在爱中，我们愿意陪着主走在路。
That in love.We want to accompany the Lord through this journey.
让我们在爱中不仅仅成为羔羊的同伴，也成为羔羊的同工。
Not only that we become the lamb's companion, but we also become his co-worker.
成为羔羊，现在是升上高天，尊荣的大祭司，他长远活着替我们祈求。
So the lamb is the high priest in heaven, and he lives forever and makes intercessions for us.
是让我们不仅仅跟随羔羊走十字架的路，我们也在祷告中跟羔羊一同屈膝。
So not only that we will follow the Lamb to walk on the way of the cross, we will also follow the Lamb to be the intercessor.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。